Well, hello, everyone. You're listening to the Commerce Forever podcast. I'm your host, Britt Jones. This week, my very special guest is none other than Alicia Vargas. You know Alicia from El Perion, and that is the restaurant right here in downtown Commerce, and it serves the best Mexican food in the area. Now, her and her husband, Barrio, they run the restaurant, and they are such vital parts of our community. When you walk into the restaurant, you know, you usually know just about anyone that's in there. It's such a cool feeling. Like I've said before on this show, it's almost like the show cheers. Everybody knows everybody. And so it's a really cool little joint to go to throughout the week, and even on the weekends, because you're bound to see someone that you know, and it's just, it's really cool. It has that small town community feel. But she sits down with me for an interview. She talks about the restaurant and a few other things. From coming from Maine, her and Barrio actually ran a restaurant up in Maine before they moved back to Georgia. But you'll hear all about that in just a little bit. Now, I can't do this show without the sponsors. Let's go over these sponsors, and I would love it if you would reach out to them, let them know you heard their ad on Commerce Forever. Go to their Facebook pages. Be sure you like their pages. They all have websites as well. And just let them know that you heard their ads on the podcast. I really appreciate it. So, we have Little Ward Funeral Home right here in downtown Commerce. I've said this before, they are compassionate, caring individuals, and they will make the process of planning a funeral as smooth as possible. And if you know the men that run the funeral home, you know that they are the best of the best. And whenever you have a situation like that, when you have to deal with planning a funeral or a death that you're having to go through and the grief process, I mean, it's just it's something we don't want to look forward to. We just don't want to think about, you know. But when the situation happens, you know, they are the ones that I would definitely recommend calling, because they are the best of the best. All right, we have, of course, El Perion, and that is the Mexican restaurant right here in Commerce, and you'll hear more about that later in the show when I interview Alicia. We have Chris Edwards. Now, Chris Edwards is with the skincare company Rodan and Fields. I've said this before as well. If you have, and they have all kinds of skincare solutions, but one of the big things that they are selling like hotcakes is the solution for acne, teenage acne, adult acne. So if you have a teenager going through any of that, you know, the skincare products for that from Rodan and Fields, it's proven. You know, you can just throw it in your Google machine, Rodan and Fields, and look up the skincare products for acne, and you'll see the results, and it's just it's outstanding. I also want to give a shout out to Simmons Heating and Air. Simmons Heating and Air right here in Commerce. You know, the seasons are changing. It's going to start getting warmer in just a few weeks. We've already experienced a few warm days, but we know that when with warm weather comes air conditioning. If you don't have the best air conditioning system, please call Simmons Heating and Air. They have trained professionals, and they are invested in the community of Commerce, and they will get to your home or place of business as quickly as possible. They don't keep you waiting, okay? They don't keep you standing by the phone, waiting on someone to come and help you out. They go above and beyond the call of duty. I can't brag on them enough. Olivia Freeman is our other sponsor. Olivia Freeman is with the Heart Degree team right here in Commerce at Keller Williams Realty and Atlanta Partners. Olivia, man, I'm telling you, she is selling homes left and right, and she has a heart for Commerce, Georgia. Now, if you're in the market for maybe you want to buy a home or you're thinking of selling a home, contact her. She will walk you through the process for both of those situations. And she's another one that goes above and beyond what you could ever imagine the home buying or home selling process would be. And right now, she's the best of the best, I'm telling you. I've used the Hard Agree team before when I purchased my current home, and I can't brag on them enough. They are that good. Let's see. We got Hyman Brown Insurance. Hyman Brown Insurance, of course, they have all kinds of insurance coverage from auto to home, and that's who I use. I use Hyman Brown Insurance right now. And they will shop for you the best rate, the cheapest rate. So give them a call if you're thinking about switching over to another insurance company. Hyman Brown will shop every single major insurance company that you know about, that you see on TV. And they are dedicated to making sure that you get the best coverage at the best price. We also have Life's a Party, and that's the party rental company right here in Commerce with Eric Redman and his mother, Angie Redman. If you're planning an event, with spring right around the corner, backyard barbecues, birthday parties, class reunions, weddings, wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners, you name it, they have the equipment ready to go. They have a staff that will come set up before the party, and they will tear down afterwards. You don't have to worry about any of that. They have tents. They have a really cool bounce houses and kids party stuff. So whether you're looking for, like I said, a bounce house for your kids' party, or whether you're looking for a tent, with chairs and tables and all that good stuff, they've got it all. So be sure you give them a call. And those are our sponsors for the week. And I'm so proud of them for the business that they do right here in Commerce. And I always tell people, shop local. Do what you can to shop local. Stay right here. Don't go to Athens. Don't go to Buford to do any of this stuff. Stay right here in Commerce. Invest in our local businesses. Invest in our small businesses. And that's what keeps our community going strong. And it's what keeps our community alive. And so I love it. You know, and we talk about this a lot on the show. Commerce is such a unique and charming town. And it's something, there's something special about this community. So even with changes that are coming, we can still come together and still have that small town community atmosphere that we all enjoy. Well, coming up on the show is my interview with Alicia, and I hope you enjoy it. Be sure you go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/commerceforever. If you're listening, if you're new to our show, you can go back to the archives. You can go listen to any of the episodes by going to commerceforeverpodcast.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see where the button that says click here to listen. Just click on that, and it takes you to all of our shows. And you can go back and listen to some of those episodes. Well, have a wonderful week. And I'll be right back here next Wednesday. So I hope that you enjoy this show and enjoy this interview. And be sure you check out El Parian. Well, we are here with one of my favorite people here in Commerce, Alicia Vargas. Alicia, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Britt Jones.
Well, let's just dive right into it. Now,
I'm glad to see that I finally made it to be on your show. That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah, it's really tough to get on here, I'm telling you. So El Parian will turn 7 years old this coming August.
That is correct.
That is crazy.
That is right. 7 years in this awesome community.
Now, can you believe you've been here that long?
No, I cannot. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Well,
let me ask you this. So before we dive into your time here in commerce, let's rewind a few years back. You and Barrio actually lived and worked in Maine, one of my favorite states.
Yes, we did.
Tell us about that.
I lived in Elberton, and we decided to move to Maine. Me and Barrio met in Elberton.
Oh, okay.
He worked at La Fogata, the Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we moved to Maine, and we opened a restaurant there with some partners. And Barrio worked at the restaurant. It was called Cancun.
Nice.
Since we had such cold weather, we were like, wanted them to come to Cancun, get some nice remedy. And I worked for the city of Portland in the social services division.
Awesome.
Yep. And I worked at the homeless shelter, worked there. And then when I ended up leaving, I was running the homelessness prevention program for the state. So that was interesting, working with a lot of our veterans, a lot of homeless, mental health, substance abuse. Very interesting work.
Man, I bet that is. And you have such a, and not just because you're sitting here, but many people listening know who you are, and they know that you do have a servant's heart. Do you feel like that's something God called you to do, to work with people? You know, is that what your calling is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was born to serve. That's just, I know that. I want to wait on you. I want to serve you. However, I always tell people, if I can be helpful, please let me know. Anytime, absolutely.
Wow. So what was it like to, I mean, because a lot of us, you know, we sometimes, I guess, take for granted what we have. And then sometimes when we see panhandlers or someone homeless, sometimes we're reluctant to give. But tell us, Alicia, from you learned, you had a different perspective once you got into that job and you saw certain people who are homeless, and you got a different perspective on that, didn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I would agree, do not give to panhandlers. Right. That definitely not. If you want to donate or be of help, donate to your local soup kitchens, your pantries, go volunteer. There's all kind of day shelters you can go. If you have extra gloves, scarves, go drop those off. Those are really ways to donate to help. Giving somebody some cash on the side of the road is not beneficial by no means. But yeah, you do learn. You do learn that a lot of people have families that are looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
People that are came from very well homes, and they have mental health issues and aren't able to make it back. Wow. I was able to help one gentleman who had mental health issues. He actually had over $111,000 in his bank account, but he had no ID, he had no birth certificate, he had no Social Security card, he had no way to prove who he was, except he had like his library card, and he had an ID from where he was a security guard. Those were the only forms of identification he had. So through my case management, I was able to help him. He was born in Alabama. We were able to get his birth certificate. So then we were able to get his Social Security card. So then we were able to get his ID. Mm. And then we established that he had a bank account already. And inside of that bank account, he had over $100,000.
That is unreal. Did he grasp that?
I mean, he knew. Now that he could understand that now we could get him an apartment, and he didn't have to stay at the shelter anymore. So definitely being able to help some of our veterans that are out there, you know, dealing with substance abuse, being able to help them and serve them, and it's definitely rewarding.
And there's opportunities to serve right here in our community.
Oh, absolutely, anytime. And if we're going to serve in our community, I would say come hang out at the Boys and Girls Club. Come volunteer. We have a lot of kids. All they want is for somebody to just come play tag with them, come play a board game with them, come see Stacy here in Commerce. You can come out, fill out an application to volunteer, get approved, and just come hang out with the kids. That's really who we need to invest our time in. Mm-hmm. And this is our community, and it's our responsibility, regardless of how we feel or how we think in other ways. It's our responsibility to give our children the love and support and the opportunities that they need to excel, because they are our future.
That's right.
And so let's all help our little baby. So
that is awesome. And yeah, the Boys and Girls Club, if you're listening right now, that is a great place to start and to invest some time. And yeah, that's awesome that you brought that up. I'm glad you did. And they're excellent staff over there too.
Yes, we also have some tickets for sale. Before I leave, let me sell you one, Mr. Jones, for our annual spring coming up.
That's what I did that last year.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Excellent. Okay, uh-huh. That's coming up.
Now, can anyone buy tickets to that, or is it already sold out?
No, it's not sold out yet. So I have tickets at El Parian. Come by and see me.
Oh, let's
$50 each. If you have some live auction items you'd like to donate for us, let me know. Maybe I can put you up as a live auction item. Do you cut grass or paint or anything? Could put you up as a handyman.
Hey, I can cut grass and weed eat, but when it comes to painting, that's a big no for me. I cannot stay in the lines. I'm telling you, it's a hot mess when I start painting.
I believe it.
Well, let me ask you this. So, what does commerce mean to you, this community, since you've been here several years now?
Oh, I love it. I love the smallness of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the closeness of it.
Yeah.
I love how I know pretty much everyone that walks through my doors the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we've been here 7 years and that some moms were pregnant when I moved here, and I've through that journey, and now I have a 7-year-old also.
Mm.
I love that aspect. I love the concept of that.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that. So you've actually seen several children grow up right in front of your eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
That is awesome.
I love it. I mean, I that's what I love.
And I love that. I tell people this a lot about El Parian. There was a TV show on many years ago, but it was a huge show. It was called Cheers. And I know a lot of you know what that is. When you'd walk into Cheers, everybody knew your name. Even the song says it. I want to go where everybody knows your name. Well, when I go to El Parian, it's like our Cheers, because people know everybody. Usually when you walk in there, it's like everybody knows your name. You feel that community. You feel that closeness of our community when you walk into a restaurant like El Parian, because y'all are so inviting.
Yeah, when we say, and I don't even mean just like sticking to the limits of this city. I mean like this community as a whole, like this whole county area.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. People know people that live in Homer. Like it's just so small that you can literally come in. You always know a family.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes when we're so busy and there are people waiting, well, mm-hmm. then they always know someone. So they're always standing there trying to talk to everyone they know. So it's just amazing to see. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let me ask you this, cause I've got several favorites, but you being there, what's one of your favorite items on the menu just for fun? I'd like to know what you like. What's your go-to?
On the menu.
Yeah.
If I was just going to order a menu item, I would probably get El Cazuelon. It's an excellent meal. It's very meaty, very cheesy.
Mm.
Comes with rice, beans, and wraps. It's spectacular. So I always get that. Or I always love shrimp cocktails. People don't get those enough. They're very delicious. Excellent.
That's right.
Or ceviche is also a good meal.
I've had ceviche.
We also have really good subs that are overlooked, but that are superb. I mean, excellent. And they're a very good price. They're very good. We toast the bread, and the cheese is melted on it. They're very good sub sandwiches.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, I have had is it like a Philly cheesesteak? Is that right? Or not Philly cheesesteak, it's a fajita.
like a fajita sub sandwich.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's one of those, but we have like five different subs.
Oh, that's what I had was absolutely delicious. And I'm telling you this right now. Someone told me a while back, I guess it was probably a couple years ago, they said that you should try the hamburgers at El Parian. And I said, you gotta be kidding. They don't have hamburgers. Well, the next time I went, I ordered a hamburger all the way with fries. And Alicia, it was one of the best burgers I've ever had.
People say that.
I'm telling you, it is so good. You wouldn't expect it, but yeah, it's so good.
Well, we don't sell that many burgers, so we don't order burgers. Right. So whenever someone orders one, we make them right then. Mm-hmm. Like we make the patty and cook it. Yeah. Also, we have hamburger steak on the menu. That's the same way we do that.
Yum.
So I actually have one gentleman who has us actually put cut up onion and pepper already in his patty before it's cooked. So,
nice.
Have it your way.
Have it your way. Oh, that's awesome. Well, cool deal. And I am so glad that you are a part of, you and your husband, Barrio, are part of this community. And y'all really are making a difference just by being here and being a part of and being with the restaurant and just being so inviting to everyone, and you've built relationships with so many people, and I just want to tell you right now, we are grateful to have y'all.
Oh, well, thank you. No, we are the grateful ones. Grateful to have been able to been so lucky to have landed in such a great community. Yeah. That's we love it. We love it here.
Well, good deal. And like Alicia said, if you want to take part and buy one of the plates for the Boys and Girls Club event, you can go to the restaurant and ask her about it, and she will give you the information. No doubt about it. Well, Alicia, I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, really? That's it?
Unless there's anything else you want to share.
Any
words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom? No, definitely. I don't have any. I don't have much wisdom.
Oh.
But no, come see me.
We will, and
maybe sometime soon. You could be able to come see me somewhere else.
That's right. We won't give too much away, but there's some big things in store, and I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
And
we'll see you at the restaurant.
Yeah, for sure. All absolutely.
Right. Bye-bye.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Cheers.